This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More than one-third of Wisconsin prisoners have tested positive for the coronavirus, and at least 11 inmates have died. Last week, the Department of Corrections reported more than 800 cases in a single day. As the virus spreads, Danielle Kading reports loved ones of those behind bars feel they're being left in the dark.
Tracy McMorrin remembers speaking with her fiancé, Thomas Benzer, on Wednesday, November 11th. It was Veterans Day.
Then Thursday, I got an email from him saying, "This is going to be short," he said, "because I'm feeling very weak."
In 2018, Benzer shot at sheriff's deputies in Oconto County. McMorrin says he's serving a minimum of 10 years in the Oshkosh Correctional Institution. At the time, she says her fiancé had severe alcohol problems and wanted to end his life. After that email, McMorrin worried about his health because he has asthma and diabetes. She knew he'd put in a request to see a nurse, but she hadn't heard from him.
When I called on Saturday, the nurse said, "I can't tell you anything." She said, "But all I can say is if you're religious, please pray."
McMorrin called every day asking for information about his condition. But staff said without a signed release form, they couldn't share anything because of federal patient privacy laws. After a week, she learned that he'd been hospitalized after contracting the virus. Health officials say correctional facilities are among the highest risk institutions for spread of the disease. Prison reform groups gathered outside Governor Tony Evers' mansion on Tuesday to call for action. They want Evers to release low-risk offenders and those most vulnerable to the disease. The Department of Corrections has released more than 2,500 people during the pandemic. The agency has also tried to prevent the spread of the virus by limiting inmate movements and placing them under isolation or quarantine. But in many places, those measures have failed to prevent outbreaks. Cornelius Wycliffe is being held in the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility on a probation violation after being convicted of drug possession. In a phone interview Friday, he said several floors were on lockdown due to COVID-19.
"We had one inmate that was in my pod, I'm on the fifth floor, that ended up having it. Basically, it's like the inmates is the ones that's in here spraying everything down and trying to keep everything clean to keep from getting it."
And for loved ones on the outside, getting even basic information can be a challenge. The Department of Corrections has received many calls from people asking staff to conduct welfare checks on inmates. With 20,000 people in the system, Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr says it's difficult to meet every request.
"But we still are allowing phone calls and communication to occur by email and Zoom by folks who are in our custody who have tested positive."
The agency also has a policy for notifying family members when a prisoner is hospitalized. Loved ones are contacted when patients are deemed incapacitated, near death, or a warden believes it's in the inmate's best interest. Carr says the federal patient privacy law, known as HIPAA, also limits what medical information they can share without a person's consent. But some experts say HIPAA doesn't bar the disclosure of information in all cases. Elizabeth Gray is a health policy researcher with George Washington University. She says corrections staff could ask inmates to fill out release forms ahead of time that would allow their medical information to be shared.
"And I would think that, again, from that empathy perspective, just at least disclosing they're alive or not, or they're in a clinical facility, that would be something I would expect that they would at least want to share and they could share."
Tracy McMorrin says she spoke to her fiancé on Monday for the first time since he was hospitalized. She says he's back at Oshkosh and doing well. She hopes others don't have to go through what she went through. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.